This week we've been told by the HSE that 10,000 people with neurological conditions will receive the COVID-19 vaccine. They are part of a group of around 160,000 with very serious health conditions and illnesses who have been moved up the vaccination schedule. They include those receiving treatment for cancer, those who have chronic respiratory and kidney diseases, uncontrolled diabetes. But as we heard on the programme yesterday, there is still much confusion as to how this round of jabs will be organised. Will it be through the patient's GPs or their hospital doctors? What is the timeline for the vaccine? Well, to help us answer some of these questions, we hope this morning we are joined by Professor Martin Cormacan, who is the HSE's clinical lead on infection control. Professor Cormacan, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. The first question, I suppose, is the fact that there is no register containing the names of all of these people who will be affected. So how will you ensure that no one is missed?
Yeah, thank you. So the first thing is it's good to have this challenge because it's really important to get vaccine to this group. So the HSE worked with NIAC to develop this process. So it is a big challenge, but it's a challenge that we're happy to have. So there are a couple of ways that we need to work through this. And as you said, there isn't a central register. So the process that we're looking at is trying to find as many people as we can on the list as quickly as we can and to get started with vaccinating them. And then we will need to put in place further processes to identify the people that we might not have got in the first round. So the approach that we're taking is the place that we can identify a lot of these people fairly quickly in the very high-risk group will be through the hospital system. We know that that won't work perfectly, but we know that it will help us to find a lot of those people pretty quickly and to get started with vaccinating them as quickly as possible. And then we will have to work with other processes through the community processes to identify other people. So what we're going to do first is going to be get to many people quickly, but it's certainly not going to be perfect, and we will have to work to find the other people because, as you say, there is no central register.
Yeah, and can you give us an idea of who will be in that very top group? Who are your absolute priority? Who can expect a call first?
So the NIAC document has set out, and this is complicated, and I know that it's difficult for patients, that there are 13 different groups in the very high-risk group. And whether you're in the very high-risk group or the high-risk group depends not only on the condition that you have, but the severity of the condition that you have. So what we will be doing is trying to identify the people in that very high-risk group, which are the people with the conditions that have been named, the diagnosis that has been named, and who have a certain severity of disease that puts them at very high risk. So within the groups, there will be patients who have cancer, chronic kidney disease, chronic neurological disease, chronic respiratory disease, immunocompromised, a number of other conditions that we'll be working through. We'll be trying to find all of those people with the different diagnoses equally quickly, but what we are trying to do is to find the people who are at most risk the fastest, the very high-risk group, which we call it, which the NIAC have called Group 4.
When can they realistically expect to get a call?
Some people will be vaccinated this week, but and more next week. I'm not going to give you a definite date because we have to be sure that we can deliver on them. We will be getting to some people this week. It's likely to be next week before we start to get to most people. But I can give you an assurance and an assurance to the patients that we are as anxious to get to you as you are anxious to get the vaccine, because it's in everybody's interest that we get this vaccine to you as quickly as possible. But it is a big challenge. We are working flat out on it, and we will get to you as quickly as we can. But I think for most people, it's probably going to be next week before we get to most people.
Most people. And who will make that call? Who will they hear from? Will it be their hospital or will it be their GP, who probably have the closest relationship with them?
Yeah, the relationships here, there are many patients with these complex diagnoses have very close relationships both with their hospital and their general practitioner because they receive care regularly from both. So from our point of view at this point, it's not about who they have the closest relationship with, but where we can find them and contact them. And at the moment, we expect that most of these people that we will start to contact, I should say, it's not that we will reach everybody next week. We hope to start to reach significant numbers next week, and we expect them to be contacted through the hospital at this point. But there will be people, as we go through the process that we'll be contacted by other routes, because we know that the hospital process won't allow us to pick up everyone. As I say, there's this compromise between being fast and being perfect, and what we want to do is reach the people we can reach as quickly as possible and reach all the other people, you know, as well. But we're not going to wait until we have a perfect list to start vaccinating the people we can find and find next week.
Do you have an end target date for the first doses for this group?
Well, we would hope to have most people in this group done in the month of March, but it does depend, as you know, on vaccine supply, and it depends on other issues. And in the nature of a group that's as complicated as this, it may be that there are people that it takes us some time to find. So I don't think you can give a definite end date on this. But the goal would be to get as many of them as possible that we can identify done by the end of the month. But I can't give you, you know, a date at which I can promise you that everybody in this group will be done, because it's a very complex group. But the goal is to get to most of the people in this group by end of March or early April.
Okay. If someone is highly immunosuppressed, will the vaccine have any impact?
That's a very good question, and the vaccine, we expect, will have some impact on many people who are highly immunosuppressed, but the benefit for people who are very immunosuppressed may be less. However, all of these vaccines they greatly reduce your chance of having severe disease or death as a result of COVID. If we give it to somebody whose immune system isn't working perfectly, they may not get the full benefit that somebody else will get from it, but they may get enough benefit to reduce the risk of severe disease. So it will not work as well in many people with very severe immune compromise, but even if it works a bit, if it partly works in people whose immune system isn't working very well, that partly working may still be enough to help to keep them from very severe disease.
I want to ask you about the vaccine bonus, as it's being called, what it is that we will be able to do when a number of people have been fully vaccinated. Will it, for example, are you expecting that perhaps nursing homes at some point coming soon will be able to invite loved ones in to visit their families again?
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, there is already visiting should be happening in nursing homes already. The existing policy is that that visiting should be happening on a limited basis for most people, and for people who have critical or compassionate grounds. And visiting should be happening now in nursing homes. So although visiting is suspended in general, there is an allowance for critical and compassionate visiting, and that includes visiting, you know, everybody, even if there's no other critical grounds, should be expecting that their nursing home should be facilitating a certain amount of visiting. We are looking at that visiting guidance again now, and we would hope to see a progressive improvement in opportunities for visiting as we go forward. But it's really important to be clear that although visiting is generally suspended in the vast majority of nursing homes, unless there's something very specific going on there, some visiting is permitted within the existing guidance, and some visiting is permitted for everybody in nursing homes. I shouldn't say permitted, but I should say facilitated by the existing guidance for everybody in nursing homes now, unless it's a nursing home that has something very specific, like a major outbreak going on. And even in those circumstances, the existing guidance says that if it's a critical circumstance, like somebody who's approaching end of life, some accommodation should be made for that person.
Okay, and just for older people who've been fully vaccinated, I know friends, parents who that has happened to in recent weeks, and they're excitedly planning little trips away in Ireland with their friends who also have been vaccinated. Is that allowed?
At the moment, and I know this is very frustrating for people, we're saying, can you hold on? I mean, we are seeing now the international guidance starting to move, and we're starting to see a change and increased that the advice to people who have been vaccinated is that they can do more things than they were able to do before the vaccine. But we feel we're not quite there yet. We are working through this as a group, very actively looking at how we might change the guidance as more people are vaccinated. But for now, we're asking people, and I know it's hard, but we're asking people to hold on for the moment. It is still a complex situation. Vaccines are good and are making a huge difference already, but they're not perfect. And we're still seeing a fair amount of community transmission. So for now, we're asking people to please to hold on, be patient. We know the urgency, and the urgency is there for for all of our families to start to see each other again. And we are working on looking at how we can advise on a bit more freedom for people who've been vaccinated as the weeks go on.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Professor Martin Cormacan, who is the HSE's clinical lead on infection control. It's 8:34.